You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Last we spoke about a stira, it seems in the Mishnah Berurah. In number two, in Be'er Loch, he says, he comes out like a Maimon Mordechai, that Yochid She'ein Misanem, Mispal Metzibur, he shouldn't say Aneinu. Since he's not fasting, he shouldn't say Aneinu. That's in Be'er Loch. In number four, he says like this, Near the Betainus Tzibur, Afapi She'achal, Yochel loymar neinu b'tfilo. So the shayach loymar neinu b'yayim tzay matayinus azeh. K'moy shetiknu chacham l'sanus bo. U'kede'el simetav kof samachay. Aval im hu tainus yochid af bishu mechuyiv lahashlim kol shayach hashir shayim avtanitzim lo yonoy dobyom ze loymar neinu. But Kuponim, he says by tainus tzibur, you should keep saying it. So in Be'er Loch, he says that you shouldn't say it. In Mishnah Berurah, Tavkof Samaches, he says he should say. So first we said maybe there's a difference that in Be'er Loch, in Tavkof Samaches, in Be'er Loch, he's talking about someone who is a choyle. And like Reb Chaim says, someone who's a choyle, logozu ala yochid, right? That's what Reb Chaim is medayik in Lashon Rishayin, in Lashon Shulchan Aruch, logozu ala choyle. Reb Chaim learned that there is no chiyuv to fast at all. Not the pshat is that a choyle is allowed to eat, but a choyle has no chiyuv to fast at all. Masha'enkein in Mishnah Berurah and Tavkof Samaches and Sifkot Gimel there, he's talking about somebody's chayv to, and he ate by mistake, so he's still chayv to fast. Masha'enkein the choyle is not chayv to fast at all, so how can he say a neinu? But even though he ate, the one who ate by mistake, he could still say a neinu because it's a yom tzaynus. And the other one, he didn't. But we said that the problem is that, you know, Chutzim Nechsam Seifu, which is number seven, right? So see somebody last week here wrote notes, right? B'yom Tisha B'Av, Tov Kufayin Aleph, 1811. That was the notes he wrote. So the Chassam Seifu writes that he's mechuyev to keep fasting. Even if a person is sick, he has to eat as little, you know, a little possible, right? And we showed that the Mishnah Berurah also holds this way. In fact, I mentioned yesterday that in the Toldos of Chassam Seifer, it says that when he was younger, he used to not eat meat. He used to fast, fast the whole 3 weeks. He fasted every day. Then he got older, the doctor said he couldn't do it, so he just didn't eat meat the whole 3 weeks, like the Marshal. Marshal holds shouldn't eat meat for 3 weeks. Then he got a little older, the doctor said that he has to eat even during the 9 days oifers. But he said that then they were going on him not to fast, so he said even though he had something to eat, but the rest of the day he didn't fast. He didn't eat, which is a shitasa that he's still mechuyev this. He says, by tainus, but let's say Tisha B'Av, all of a sudden he could put on shoes. Back upon Bialacha, look at number 9, it also seems that way. Bialacha, Tovkuf Nun Dalit, Sif Vav. He says, I'm the Sefer Pischei Olam. The Mokum She'ein Amach She'chol Yerach Chazoka Chas V'Sholom. And when they have, how's it pronounced? Cholera. Chas V'Sholom. Yoychal Pochtu Kasevis Bechdei Achilas Pras. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lagabi Yom Kippur, right? The din is by Yom Kippurim, that if a person, we mentioned the Yom Kippur, we mentioned the Shaila on Yom Kippur, if you ate on Yom Kippur, do you have to keep fasting, right? The Kappas Tmarim. Kappas Tmarim says, yes, Pashtus, you do have to. Shaila is a Dafka someone who is Chayv all 24 hours or not? In other words, like this. If somebody eats on Yom Kippur, for meizim mitam shiye, the rest of Yom Kippur he has to fast. But so he has to eat because, you know, he's a diabetic, Uchmalzon, and he has to eat something in order to take insulin. I think that's what they eat, right? Yeah. So Avadi keeps fasting. Or it's Masha'en Kain, someone who becomes a gadol in the middle of Yom Kippur, either because of the shittas that you become gadol according to the minute you're born, or if a kid was 13 on Yom Kippur, his birthday is on Yom Kippur, or whatever, he wasn't yet, two sirens didn't come out, and he's 13, but two sirens come out, and they come out on Yom Kippur. Maybe he doesn't have to fast, because the mitzvah of fasting is dafka, where you mechuyev in 24 hours. But yeah, shiyah, that's for sure, somebody is chayv to fast, even if he eats on Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Kivega goes into, but maybe he doesn't get an aliyah. So this was the shaila, just not to get so much to share today, but the Chassam Sofer tainid that halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you find that somebody who's not fasting doesn't get aliyah, Chassam Sofer tainid, it's just dafka and beis hei beis. Because beis hei beis, the pshat is, there is a minig to fast after Pesach, or after Shavuos, after Sukkot. The Torah says on Shavuos we don't do it because there's not enough time to go ahead and do anything wrong, especially by us. Hopefully, we sit and learn the whole night. How much could you have done wrong on Shavuos? From Rav Kook, they say over Vart that the Gemara has a machloikis. He says like this. He says, how could you think that through Simcha, the Rishayim said the reason we have Bahab Beis Hei Beis is because maybe through Simchas Yom Tov a person did something wrong, you know, in the social league, went into the women's section like the Gemara's Masha, and maybe he did something wrong. So Mamel, he used to make Xeratinus Beis Hei Beis. So he says, how could he come to do something wrong? He was Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. We have a klal, Pasuk and Kalas, Shema Mitzvah, Lo Yeda Davara. A mitzvah can't lead you to doing anything wrong. So if Cook timed it like this, but Lamaisa to Machloikis in the Gemara, whether Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah or Simchas Yom Tov is Rishus. So since could be Simchas Yom Tov is Rishus, maybe it doesn't have that gather of Shema Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. But Shavuos is a kol moedim, the Be'in and Nami Lachem. Everybody's moedim, you have to eat on Shavuos. Shavuos, you're never afraid you'll do anything wrong. Yom Kabbalah Satara, you're never afraid to do anything wrong. Okay, but Kapon, the Chassam Sefer says, Bahab, if you don't fast, then you're not doing Bahab. You're not part of it. So how could you get an Aliyah? Right? It's only for those that took upon themselves fast. Masha Enkein, he says, a Tainus, Tzibur, Chassam Sefer Tainus, where I'm a Chuyif to fast, Elowat, I can't because I'm sick. I'm Chuyif to fast, therefore I could get an Aliyah. Right? Kivega Behedja holds not that way. Kivega says that even Yom Kippur you can't get an aliyah. Even though Yom Kippur, that's part of somebody eats, he can't keep eating. So you have to say like this. Kivega holds, but Emerson is in Rambam is Mina, there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur and there's an issa to eat on Yom Kippur. Rambam's Mina is an essay and a loisa. If you look at the beginning of Hilchis Shvisas Esar, so the Rambam. Rambam says like this: Mitzvahs essay los melacha lis anis boy loisasa shalol lecha volishtes boy. It's essay loisasa. Could be every kivega holds like this: Avada, you're not allowed to eat the rest of Yom Kippur. The reason is because it's allowed. But the essay, you only makayim if you fast. If a person has to eat on Yom Kippur, he's not makayim the mitzvah of fasting. And Mela, he learns that the aliyah is for some reason makayim the mitzvah. He's not makayim mitzvah. There's an issa on him to eat. But the aliyah is only for those that's why he's learning that have the mitzvah to eat. That's why he says Rabbi Kivega holds. Okay, but akoponim, we see that the Mishnah Berurah holds that if a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av, he should eat shalukah de'achilas pras. Right. In other words, he's a choyla, so he should eat less than a kasevis every, we call it 9 minutes, 10 minutes, spread over time. So he shouldn't eat a kasevis and therefore not break up his fast. If according to Abchayim, this Pesach Halacha would make sense. Abchayim, if the guy is sick, there's no mitzvah to fast at all. Forget, that's Abchayim's whole din. Right? Brisker Rav brings from Abchayim, he's Medaik in the Chinuch, that the Chinuch says that if a person's a Choyle She'im Basakana, he should eat Chatzi She'er. So everybody asks, Menchus Chinuch asks, what kind of het is there to eat chatzis shir? Chatzis shir is an issa d'raisa. Chol l'shem b'sakana is not pikuach nefesh. So that's Reb Chaim's word, that chol l'shem b'sakana is a pshat that if he doesn't eat, it'll lead to sakana. What's you in a matzav of ein by sakana is a pshat might lead to sakana. That's what the brisk is always tiny that tainus is pekuach nefesh because he's an ein by sakana might lead to sakana. Therefore, the whole din of eating pox barshir is where guys are choy l'shem by sakana, like a woman that's giving birth. A woman that's giving birth not a sakana. It might come to the sakana. A woman who's giving birth not a sakana. It's a natural zach, except if you don't take care of her, right? She might come to sakana. So somebody's a choy l'shem by sakana is allowed to eat chatzi shir, not to eat. But Reb Chaim used to say that for persons mamish pekuach nefesh, there's no din of pachas mikashir. You give him whatever he has to eat. Then you don't make cheshbonus. He's a once he's a matzah of a sakana, you don't make cheshbonus. This is only by choy l'shem by sakana. You have the mishmurah paskins that you do it on Tisha B'Av too. Vice dice that there is a din to fast. Reb Chaim's whole vart is that if it's a choy l'shem by sakana, there's no din to fast at all. You see, the Mishabur holds out that way. So we can't answer the Mishabur. I want to just be medaik one thing with Mishabur. If you look back, let's look back at number four. Right? We have the steer Mishabur. Let's take a look over here. The Mishabur says, he says on Neinu, B'yom tzah, k'moshe tiknu cham l'sanat u'kedele'el simen tovkov samechei. Now, he doesn't really say, what does he mean, Kedel Sim Tovkov Samachay? In Tovkov Samachay, he brought a machloik is chayod maimer Mordechai, and he said the maimer Mordechai says not to say Neinu. So what do you mean, Kedel Sim Tovkov Samachay? Kimedumani could be, Mishabur, look, he means, if you look at the Halacha in Tovkov Samachay, look at 10, number 10, Tovkov Samachay, Siv Gimel. Yesh Oymer, She'ein HaYochid Oymer Neinu Ki Im B'mincha, Shema Yochzen Bulmus. You might all of a sudden have a ravenous appetite, bulimia we call it now. V'nimtza shakran b'tfila soy. Or it's, in other words, we're afraid that maybe before mincha, he'll go ahead and all of a sudden have this taiva to eat. And therefore, we don't allow him to say by shachris, because he might eat. But if by mincha time, you see already he's fasting, you assume that he's going to fast the rest of the day. Okay, gam trim spashayin amishu, yeah. Uba arbet saimis. Let's skip over. Gam, this is the machabu. We Ashkenazim, I imagine most of us here are Ashkenazim. Ba arbet saimis, we don't pass this way. Gam ayochid oimer b'chol tfilase. Svardim say it in all the tfilas. They say it in Mairiv, even though Mairiv we don't fast, but it's already the beginning of the tainas. They say it shachas, and we don't say it. As you know, today we didn't say a neinu yet, except for the shir tzibah, till we get to mincha. Why does the machaber say you do say? Dafilo yachzen a bulmis, that even if we'll have a bulmis. V'yoichal shayach shaper lameimar aneinu b'yayim tzayim atayinus hazeh, kiven shetiknu chachamim, since chachamu mesaken, lis anes bo. So Charles, what does he mean? He's saying that even if we'll eat, his shayach to say aneinu. Now, what does that mean? It's mashman, the Lashon Mechaben, could be, that's what I thought the Mishabur means. Dafilu yachzen bulmus v'yoichol shapir shayach lem aneinu b'yom tzah matayinus hazeh, meaning that, let's say a person taka eats. He taka eats in the morning. That's not called a shakrin. Why is that called a shakrin? Because lamaisa is that he's chayv to fast that day. He's chayv to fast. Since he's chayv to fast, it is his yom tainus. So since it's called his yom tainus, memela, there's nothing wrong with saying. In other words, by a regular, remember, he's talking about arbet sinus. By other tanesim, could be enachanami. Now, other tanesim, if he eats, so it's not called a tainus. But arbet sinus, chazal mechayv you to fast. So even if he eats, he's still called a yom tainus for him, like the Mishabur says. He has to, like the Chassam Sefer says, he can't all of a sudden eat as much as he wants. He still has to only eat whatever he needs. So mele, he can go ahead and say it. Therefore, like this, in the steer in the Mishabura, the one in Tavkuf Samechei, that could be talking about stamp when there's a tainus tzibur. And he's not fasting. So he's not fasting. He's not part of that tzibur. Masha Enkein in Tavkuf Samaches, who he says he does, over there he's talking about the Arba Tainesim. You see over here the Mechaber's that's where he goes out of his way to say, Ukede'el Besim in Tovkov Samachay. Ukede'el Besim Tovkov Samachay. In Tovkov Samachay, it's Mashma that the Arba Tanesim, that's called a Tainus Siba to you, even if you're not fasting it, but it is a Tainus to you. It's your Tainus. You have to fast. Haraya, like the Chassam Sefer and the Mishmuz Masha Bir Lacha, and you keep fasting. Masha Enkein in Bir Lacha, Tavkov Samach, talk about it, it feels a Tainus Siba, there will geyser because no rain, and you can't fast. You can't fast. So it's not the Tainus Siba for you. Therefore, you don't say a name. That would answer the Stira. Only that's how I would say to Seskadel. The only problem, I forgot to tell Yaakov to print this, is if you look in Tav Kuf Samech Hei, on that halacha.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
On the Mishabura there, where he says that on the Arbet Soimis, the Mechaba holds, you say it, Afilu Yachzena Bulmas V'yoichal, you could say it. The Mishabur brings some Achrayim, I believe it is. He says, why? Afil mispal mincha gedayla yaymar neinu. Da afilim yachzen bulmus. Let's say even after that's bulmus. Lo yeh shakum betfilase. Da koponem isana ad chatzais. He doesn't say like I'm learning. I thought the pshat in the Mechaber that he's being medayik is that even if he eats, it's still called a tainus. He says the reason is because he fasted till chatzais. He fasted till chatzais.
Isn't
the lashon of the Mechaber is not mashing that way so much, the way he brings this from Achrayim.
Isn't the Daf Yuna, I mean, I think people have the minig if they wanna eat that they first daven, so that will enable them to say
a name. That's the reason.
I don't know if that's
the reason.
Yeah, I was like in the camp, you know, they do the kids.
Oh, that's what they do. I never heard that.
That first.
If you find it, I'll believe you. But I don't know.
That,
I never heard it. Okay, yeah. Could be. I don't know. Okay. All right. So the next thing I didn't print because we're just going to start. I have to go to a bris in a few minutes. We'll start the Gemara, and next week we'll go into. Oh, I'm sorry, Gemara Tain. It's not there. Yeah.
According to this, if somebody wants to eat that, whether it's 2 o'clock.
Yes, so Lecheretz Mash, he could say Aneinu Kotel Mechaber. But the way the Mishnah Berurah says over there, because of Chatzais, so he wouldn't say it. Because he has to fast till Chatzais, he says.
Let's say it's 2 o'clock. So
you could say Aneinu, right. That's what Kotel Mechaber. No, because we hold you say it only by Mincha. That's it. No, but only because you assume it wouldn't be Yachzen Abulmas and Nimtza Shakrin,
but you lost. Right, but according to what we're saying.
The Mishnah was saying it only in the Mechaber. You don't, right, but that's in the Mechaber. In the Mechaber, you have this kula of Ad Chatzais. I don't think that's true. I think he's saying this in the Mechaber. All right, the next thing is we'll first say the Psak Halacha, and then we'll go into how it comes from. Biskarov, this year we have Tisha B'Av Chal Shabbos, and therefore we don't make Avdala Lalacha till Sunday. When you make Avdallah, Lamaisa, maybe we'll go through the Shitas, but we paskin, like the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch, that we make Avdallah Matzai Shabbos. Matzai Tisha B'Av, which is Sunday night. Sunday night, or right, we make it Sunday night. Thank you. Now, so the Shaila is, what if a person's sick? A person's sick, and he has to eat on Tisha B'Av. So he has to make Avdallah. Does he make Avdallah on wine? So you do it, the brisk rub, used to paskin, yes, you do make Avdallah on wine. Why? Because that you don't drink wine is a minig in the 9 days. But we know when we make, let's say, 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks from now, not this month Shabbos, next month Shabbos, we do drink Avdallah. Okay, we can give it a cotton, but l'maisa min adin, because it's only a minig not to drink wine during the 9 days. Right, the only time you're not allowed to drink wine is during the Sudam Afsekas. Right, that's what the Gemara says. By the Sudam Afsekas, you don't drink wine. Chazal asked it to drink wine by the Sudam Afsekas. Zog the Brisker of Tisha B'Av is not the Sudam Afsekas. You can drink wine. You can drink wine on Tisha B'Av. In other words, we don't drink wine on Tisha B'Av because we don't drink. But if you're drinking, you can drink wine. See, the Brisker of Paskin, you can make a Avdallah on wine on Tisha B'Av. That's his famous psak. And we'll see Rav Yashiv argues on this. But let's first see what L'chayrit, in other words, the Psak is set over. In the Sefer, he says something, the L'chayrit seems to explain this, like this. There's a din in the Mishnah, in Mesechus Tainus, and Chav Vav Amud Beis. Let's start with this first. Let's start with the Lamed Amud Beis. Lamed Amud Aleph. There's a braisa like this. Tanya Idach. Excuse me. So basically, it says like this: by the sudim afsekes, also lechol basa va also lishtes yayin. Or the sudim afsekes, right? Later on, the Gemara brings what you do by the sudim afsekes. But by the sudim afsekes, so what is the sudim afsekes? The last suda you eat before Tisha B'Av, right? So that suda, Chazal wanted you to feel shveila and to feel that the fast is coming on. The yom, the avelus, let's call this, coming on. Therefore, they asked to drink basa and yayin, which is unusual, it's a sepis, basa and yayin, but that's a din. Ve'asa lechoitz. You're not allowed to wash yourself. The next man, the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, holds that calls man shemut alecho, as long as you can keep eating, says, how could you ask to him to wash himself? He's allowed to eat. It's not a tainus yet. If you can eat, you can't eat basa and yayin. Right, you can't eat bas and drink yayin. But if you're allowed to eat, then you can wash yourself. That's Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. So the Rosh Taka is bas. What's Taka Pshat in the Chachamim that you're not allowed to wash yourself? What's the Pshat? So the Rosh says, Siman Lamed Ches, the Rosh says, Pirish, Zel Suda Shumapsik, Bash Asalaleh, because he's not letting him eat wine, are selichoitz. It's like tzavelus nikadinim. As we know, Briskarov, I mean, we learned it through last year. Briskarov said Tisha B'Av has two dinim. Tisha B'Av is a tainus, like Yom Kippur. But if it's just a tainus, then you'd allow to learn. Why can't you learn Torah? Because it has a velus. So Tisha B'Av has the tainus about it. Yom Kippur, you can. What did you learn? Right? The Veld says that's why you say Slach Lanu Matzei Tisha B'Av. What'd you do wrong? You didn't learn on Yom Kippur. So you say Slach Lanu for not learning a whole day, right? You're busy davening in shul. So why can't you learn Tisha B'Av? Because of Velus, right? But on the other hand, Achil and Shasiyah, Vad is not a Velus. An Ovel is allowed to eat. That's a tainus. Then there are things that aren't common. Tashshemita, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilsa, Sandal. That's also Sai Mishum Tainus, like Yom Kippurim. And Sai Mitzad Avelis, like an Avel. An Avel is also in those things. Right? Oh, now, what about other halachas of Avelis? So that's going to be what the Shia is going to be about, Mitzvah Shem. That's unclear. What about the other halachas of Avelis, which is basically Yeshiva Al-Gabe Karka? But we don't sit on Gabi Karka, but till Chatzos. What kind of din is that? I mean, an Avel doesn't sit the whole Avelis. Kfiya Samita, do we do Kfiya Samita? Okay, nowadays we don't do Kfiya Samita anyway, at Tifus HaReish. So we'll see all that. But let's first start with this. So, the Zok, Mikim Shkiva Lav Ksasav, also Lechutz, Va'afagav Dakati Lochal Tishbov, Rechitza Hanol Achashohi, Venira Kachoy, Tisaza Psanu Svara. He says the reason Chazal asked you to wash before is because needless a sandal, wearing shoes, you get the hana during Tisha B'Av. Over here, the hana of washing, a few hours later, you still feel the geshmak of washing, so they asked it. I mentioned the Chassam Sefer says that's why the Ramah holds you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzais. He says the reason you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av Chatzais is because it's hana Shabbachas man. You're thinking about the Rav Kivega and the Chaim that you learned. During a shir, you think about it a few hours later, hopefully. Anyway, that's what he says. So he says, "Vavonil is a sandal shadi ain't a neig." In other words, avadi could still wear your shoes till the night time, till you know starts benish moshes. Reb Shmuel Bar Yosi says, "No, you're allowed to wash yourself." Okay, so the Rosh says, he brings a Ramban that the Rif didn't bring this halacha; they're not allowed to wash yourself. So the Chari should have brought this halacha, because he paskin like the Rabban. Chari should pass the Rabban against Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Good, it's a chiddush, but the mice is you paskin like the Rabbanan. You should paskin like Rabban. So the tema on the Rif, that's what he asks on the Rif. Why didn't the Rif paskin that it's usur to wash yourself? So comes along a Velvel and Sefer and the Riskerov. He says, "Mary the Vikvar." He says like this. We'll see this Arsameach on the same line, not the answer of the Rif, but and then we'll see in Allah if it, you know, what we hold. In the Mishnah it says like this, Rabbi Yehuda, it says, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yechol adu shnei tafshin, shouldn't eat by the Sudim of Sekis, two tafshim. As we know, we don't eat two tafshim. Lo yechol basa v'lo yishta yayin, that's min adin. Then it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel mi yashana. He should do different. The Gemara explains later on, guys used to eating with a lot of people, don't eat with a lot of people. We know we don't make a mezumah and so forth and so on. Words he should be mishana. Then comes our Bidim Machai B'Kfiyas Amita. As we know, in Hilchas Avelis, says the din of Kfiyas Amita. We'll just say B'Kitza. They used to overturn the bed. Right? They used to overturn the bed. And that was a simon for Avelis. Now, we'll see over here if that's the same thing. We don't do it nowadays. The Rush has two different reasons. One is because they're choshed for kshofim, and also their beds were different than our beds. Our beds, even if you overturn it, looks like a bed. I don't know exactly what that means, but in other words, you could sleep on it. Their beds, if you overturned it, you couldn't really sleep on it. So there was such a thing called kfiya samita. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says, mechay b'kfiya samita, v'lo haydu l'chacham. Chamim argue. Chamim hold there's no kfiya samita. Comes along with Velvin, he founds a Yishalmi. Rasamech says the same Yishalmi. What did it say in Yishalmi? Yishalmi, Agama really doesn't go into what the machloikis is. But Yishalmi says, Yeyus, Yeyus means like Yoeh, Noeh, Yoeh, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda makes sense. Kfiyas Amita. My time the Rabbanon, why don't the Rabbanon hold of it? So Yishalmi says, Aso Kemisha Mesa Mutlafanov, because they look at it, Kemisha Mesa Mutlafanov. What does it mean, Misha Mesa Mutlafanov? An Oinein. No, a person's an I name, so there's no din, we'll see where that's from, of Kfiya Samita. Oh, Zokta Velvon Dar Samer. That this part of the Misha from the Yishalmi is not a separate halacha, it's a continuation of Sudam of Sekis. In other words, it's the Misha started talking about Sudam of Sekis. You don't need two Tafshilin, you don't need Bas of a Yayin. According to Reb Shimon, was Reb Shimon Gamliel says Yeshana, or Reb Shimon Gamliel Yeshana, and then Reb Yehuda says in the Tzum Afsekas, you do Kfiya Samit and Chacham El Hoiduloi. Zok the Brisk Rav, and that's a really good, I think Dar Samech, so I don't know if the Brisk Rav brings it. Later on it says, Kachayu Minogash Reb Yehuda Bar Loi, Erev Tishim of Mavin Lo Pas Chareva, dry bread, the Melach, Yoyishu Ben Tana Kurayim, used to sit between the oven and the stove, Rashi says, Makum Menuvel Shebabayis, Va'oichel v'shoysel ha'kiton shemayim v'doime kemi shemeitzel mutlafonav. The Gemara uses the description of Tzum Afsekas kemi shemeitzel mutlafonav, like an oinein. Oh, an oinein has no din kfiya samita. Meaning, the Rambam's shita is in Hilchas Avelis is that an oinein doesn't have any Hilchas Avelis. Right? So memela Rabbanan, we pass like Rabbanan. There's no Hilchas Avelis. If there's no Hilchas Avelis, there's no Kfiya Samita, in other words. Oh, if there's no Kfiya Samita, then there's no Issa Rechitza. So that's why the Rambam Paskin, like the other Mandama, that you could wash Bisha Sudam Afsekas. What's the Issa Rechitza? The Rambam learned the reason you're allowed to wash yourself is because you're an Oinen. But we hold an Oinen, is allowed to wash yourself. The Rambam, not we, the Rambam holds that you're allowed to wash yourself. You're allowed to wash yourself. Therefore, since the Rambam held that there's no Hilchas Avelis Maninus, and he paskins in no kviya samita, there's no rechitz either. Masha enkein, the Ramban argues, the Torah brings a Ramban and Torah saw them. Ramban holds, an oinen is a novel. He has all the dini avelis. Aye, there's no kviya samita. It depends. An avelis that's sheval tasa, an oinen is chayavin. Avelis kumvase, like kviya samita, atifa sarosh, that and Neil Sassanul, because you got to take off your shoes, and it wasn't like by our sneakers, like a lot of us are probably wearing sneakers today, but by them it was a whole thing to take off the shoes. That anointing is potter from, because if he'll be busy doing that, he won't take care of the mace. But Eina Chanami Rechitza is also. So it doesn't help this Yushalmi. Even though you're saying there's no Kfiya Samita, because he's anointing, but Rechitza will be also, that's what Ramban is. And now it's a Kuntar Ramban, which I mentioned yesterday, is a Lachan Shukhanach. A Kuntar Ramban, the Surei Sheval Tase of a veil sonek. For instance, sitting on the floor. An oinen has to sit on the floor. It's a lach and shulchan aruch. You never saw a kamat alavai that they do it. It's a kasha, but you're supposed to really. Rafaibel brings in a sefer on a veil, a divim al keel that's meiko. He says, the veil does it, the kulas mistam, it's hard for them. It's hard to know what that means. Because Lamai says for 7 days they sit on the floor. But anyway, that's what the Brisker of also. Mainly, Tainas, according to the Rambam, there's no Hilchas Aninus, so there's no Kfiya Samita, no Rechitza. That's what Rambam passed away. Masha Inkin, the Ramban holds, an Oinen does have Hilchas Avelis, he's also Rechitza. Kfiya Samita, not, but not Rechitza. So he has this rechitah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.